Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. How did you sleep last night? Not too good? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't get much sleep either. It's very difficult to sleep nowadays, right? There's just so much on your mind. We're all so busy. You try to slow your mind down when it's time to go to bed. It's racing. You wake up at 2 o'clock. You start thinking about the things you were thinking about at 8 o'clock. And before you know it, the sun's up at 7 o'clock. The alarm goes off and boom, the night's over. You got to get up and do it all again. Well, most people see a good night of sleep as a luxury. Some even wear their tiredness with a badge of honor. I was up late last night working, so I only slept a few hours. Nothing some coffee can't fix. Yeah, right. However, a good night of sleep, at least 7 hours per night, is a necessity. From a health and fitness perspective, a good night's sleep helps us stay lean by helping to maintain good insulin sensitivity. It cuts the risk of common colds and increases resilience to stress. It also improves memory and performance. Finally, a good night's sleep is crucial for GH and testosterone levels, which give men and women more strength and vitality. Well, here are 10 proven steps to get you falling and staying asleep all night long. Number one, make the room cold. Yes, I love a cold room to sleep in. For most people, the ideal temperature for sleeping is somewhere between 60 and 68 degrees Fahrenheit. We don't talk about any of that Celsius stuff on this show. You'll have to experiment to find what feels best for you, but the first sign of favorable sleeping conditions is a chilly bed. Think about how much you toss and turn on hot summer nights. If you shiver when getting underneath the sheets, this should be a good sign that the temperature will be favorable for staying asleep. Okay, it was mid-October. I still want the air conditioner on at night. My wife thinks I'm nuts. I love a cold room. You snuggle up under the sheets. It feels so good. And I do feel that I sleep better when the room is cold. So you can try this tonight. Set your thermostat to somewhere in the mid-60s. If you can't control the temperature of your room, aim a portable fan directly at your bed. I've done that before as well. And avoid sleeping with a heavy comforter or a big person. Number two, make your room dark, really dark. Even a tiny amount of light can interfere with melatonin production and impair your sleep. If you've ever stayed at a hotel, you may know how easy it is to sleep when the room has those thick, light-blocking curtains. Isn't that one of the nicest things about staying in a hotel? When morning comes, it doesn't feel as if morning has come because the room is still pitch dark. When you're at home and all of a sudden, whenever sun rises, 5 minutes later, you feel like it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon in your room. Try this tonight. Turn off any electronic devices with LEDs or cover the lights with a small piece of electrical tape. You can also try a sleep mask. They work wonders. You'll go to bed looking like Batman and Robin. That might even help in some ways, too. You can buy them pretty much anywhere, even at your local pharmacy. Number three, again, these are things you can do to try to get a good night's sleep. Number three, control red and blue light. A quick science lesson. Light waves exist along a spectrum of color. Wakefulness is triggered primarily by blue light, like midday sunshine or what's emanating from your computer screen right now. A warm red glow, say from a fireplace, does almost nothing to impair sleep, and that's a good thing. So try this tonight. Download F.Lux, L-U-X, a free program that alters the color spectrum of your computer to mimic the patterns of sunlight in your region, allowing for healthier sleep rhythms. It makes your computer and table screen softer and less bright as the day goes on. Okay. Number four, ditch the cell phone. Radiation emitted from cell phones can increase the amount of time required to reach deep sleep cycles and decrease the amount of time spent in those cycles. A small 2007 study found that radiation from cell phones could actually cause insomnia and interfere with deep sleep. So try this tonight. If you're using your cell phone as an alarm clock, stop. Replace it with a normal battery-powered clock and turn your phone off. You'll get the added benefit of not being distracted by the buzz of an incoming text or email. I get yelled at by my wife all the time because of this. All right. First of all, she's the culprit here. She now sets her phone for us to wake up in the morning. She has to get up slightly earlier than I do, so she's the one that needs to get the alarm. We have an old-fashioned clock radio next to our bed, which we have not used now since we got our latest smartphones over a year and a half ago. So she sets her phone. But on my side of the bed, there is my phone. I like to, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I check my email. Things tend to happen that I need to know about, and I'm in contact. And that's not a good thing. But that is a story for another day. Sometimes I forget to mute my phone. Yeah, you go to the volume screen and you lower the notification sound and everything else. So we'll be sleeping and all of a sudden, and I've just got a Twitter follower I got an email or I got a text, which is really annoying at 3 o'clock in the morning when someone texts you. But that's just the way things are. So turn the phones off. Here's a better idea. Maybe leave the phones downstairs or outside of the bedroom so you don't have the urge to grab that phone in the middle of the night. Number 5, make your room as quiet as possible. White noise like a fan can help with sleep. We use something that's called an air machine. It's actually one of those air filtration systems. We haven't changed the filter in it in about 5 years, but we need to have some kind of noise or we can't sleep. I caused that with my wife because that's how I came into the marriage. So white noise like a fan can help with sleep, but exposure to things like traffic noise has been shown to decrease overall sleep quality. I guess sleeping in the side of a freeway is never a good thing. It's difficult to drift off to sleep when people are loud and blaring their horns outside your place. I don't know how many of us have to deal with that. If you live in the suburbs, you're not going to have 18-wheelers blowing by at 3:30 in the morning. Well, try this tonight. Use a fan for white noise. Consider grabbing some earplugs if it is really noisy. If you live with roommates or family, you may want to politely ask them to keep the noise level down. I feel that if the room is too quiet, it's almost loud. You can hear your ears ring. You can hear your brain idling. I can never sleep in silence. I'm sorry. It just never worked for me. Number 6, improve the cortisol awakening response. The CAR. A good way to improve your sleep quality is to strengthen the initial spike in wakefulness that occurs in the morning. In other words, the more awake you feel in the morning, the more tired you will feel in the evening. The best way to do this is to expose your body to natural sunlight shortly after waking for as little as 10 minutes. Sunlight brings the bonus of increased vitamin D production, which is important for overall health. If natural sunlight exposure is unrealistic or you're waking up before the sun rises, artificially simulated sunlight can work too. For example, there are alarm clocks available that emit light gradually in order to prepare your body to wake up. That's quite interesting. Finally, remember that vitamin D is what your body normally produces in response to sunlight, and it's tied to your wakefulness patterns. So if you're supplementing vitamin D, try taking it in the morning. So try this tonight. Get some sunlight or something resembling sunlight first thing when you wake up. Number 7, set a schedule and stick to it. This one requires some discipline, but it is worth trying. Wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. Your body can't establish an effective rhythm if you don't allow it to normalize to a pattern. If you stay up late, don't sleep in. Instead, plan on going to bed a little earlier the next night. Generally, the sleep you get before midnight will be more valuable than the sleep you get after midnight. So always think in terms of making up for lost sleep by going to bed early the next night rather than sleeping in. So try this tonight. Select a time to go to bed and a time to wake up. Stick to this schedule for at least 2 weeks before altering. You know, it's kind of hard. If you get up every day at 5:45 or 6 o'clock, here comes Saturday morning, it's rainy, it's kind of cold outside, and the bed just feels so good. The pillow is in the right spot. The comforter is tucked under your leg and under your arm, and it's feeling so good. Do you really want to get up at 5 to 6 and do what? Sit at the kitchen table and stare at the toaster when you can be in bed sleeping? That is a very difficult thing to do. Number 8, read for 15 minutes before bed. Avoid intellectually stimulating fare and use this time for light reading. It will reduce mental chatter and allow you to relax and let go of the day's preoccupations. So try this tonight. Pick up a book you wouldn't normally read and read for 15 minutes before bed. Number 9, sleep on a good mattress. A quality bed is one of the best investments you'll ever make, and it doesn't have to be wildly expensive for it to work. Whatever you do, don't put up with a lumpy mattress or an uncomfortable futon. How many people actually keep a futon in the house? You go into like some of the discount department stores, you can get yourself a futon for like $69. Would you want to make that your bed? I know I would not. So try this tonight. If you already have a good mattress, you're all set. If you're sleeping on something that's thin, lumpy, or too small, take a look at your finances and see if you can set aside some money each month to purchase a new mattress. It will be well worth it. And number 10, establish a sleep ritual. Once you find out what helps you sleep the most consistently, make it a consistent ritual so that as soon as you're an hour away from bedtime, you're already on a reliable path to good sleep. Hopefully, we'll all get a good night's sleep later on tonight. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.